Welcome back to the program, WSAU. It is 7:39. Unfortunately, one of the things that is hitting the news lately is the tragic end result of bullying. In Polk County, Florida, there was a 12-year-old girl that had been the victim of bullying for a long time in school, online, etc. And unfortunately, not too long ago, she jumped to her death. She committed suicide. After quite a lengthy investigation into this circumstance, the local sheriff there, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, determined that those that were bullying held some responsibility in her death and have made arrests. On the phone with us is Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Good morning to you, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Seth. It's good to talk to you again, my friend.
It is a pleasure to have you back on the show, too. Now, I know time is tight. I know all of the national media are after you, and I appreciate you carving out a few minutes to talk to us. What happened that you – what was the instigator that you saw that these girls, 12- and 14-year-old girls, were involved in cyberbullying, and how did it come that you determined there needed to be an arrest?
Well, Seth, what occurred as soon as it became public knowledge that Rebecca had jumped to her death, immediately we started getting feedback from parents and from children, and certainly from Rebecca's mother, that said Rebecca was cyberbullied.
Mm-hmm.
So we started a complex investigation, and the reason that this is a complex investigation is Ask FM and Kick, which are two apps, free apps that kids can go on,
right,
are not located in the United States. We knew after we talked to about 15 kids that we had a case of stalking, of aggravated stalking, because Rebecca was only 12 years of age, which is a felony.
Okay.
But we didn't want to make any arrest until we had all of our data. Well, it's proving problematic to try to get any information from Kick or Ask FM, even though we're making some progress. So that's why there wasn't an arrest within the first 30 days, because we're still trying to gather evidence. But Saturday morning, on the 14-year-old Guadalupe Shaw, and we released the names in Florida, Facebook, she was one of the primary bulliers. There was a post on her Facebook, yes, I bullied Rebecca, and she killed herself, but IDGAF, I don't give a bleep. So as a result, my detectives and supervisors came to me Monday and said, this girl doesn't get it. She's under criminal investigation right now. We've already had her in for an interview, and here she is still doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to arrest her anyway, based upon other evidence, but we wanted the investigation to be complete. So I asked them, I said, are you far enough along in your investigation to make an arrest? And they said, absolutely. I said, well, go out and arrest her, and also Caitlin Roman, who's 12, who's the other child.
Mm-hmm.
They will be dealt with by the juvenile system, but we had to do something. We had to react, because obviously, even though Caitlin and her parents were very remorseful, Guadalupe's parents are in total denial. We had to make an arrest earlier than we anticipated. So they were taken to the juvenile center as a result of our criminal investigation. And as you know, by watching the national news, this thing has gone from a local event to a national event because of the bullying.
Yes. Well, that's a problem that everybody feels. Everybody understands the bullying issue. Now, I've got another question for you. The parents of Guadalupe, who are saying, oh, my child's computer must have been hacked, my child would never do this, I find it really hard to understand how a parent of a 12- and 14-year-old can have this type of activity going on their computer profiles and not know about it. Are there any is there any investigation? I don't want you to reveal things that would impede your investigation, but is there any investigation, any potential that the parents of these two might also face charges?
Well, at this point in the investigation, we don't have evidence to show that the parents committed a crime. If we did, I would certainly have my detectives arrest them. But here's what's interesting. I understand. We've raised kids and grandkids, and we know that they can do stupid things, and you can't watch them every second of every day. And if this was a singular event, I get it. Sure. I get why the parents say that. But this was an ongoing pattern of bullying, not only cyberbullying, but bullying in person for back to November of 12. So, and we have parents that say, I don't have any knowledge of that. Well, that's baloney because the school system's dealt with all of this. So at the end of the day, this was a horrific act. There were things that they posted to our victim, Rebecca, who was already a very fragile child, such as drink bleach and die. Nobody likes you. Go kill yourself. Well, words are hurtful.
Yeah.
And as a result, the bullying occurred. Seth, I tell everybody, police are not supposed to be in the bullying business. Parents are the first line of defense. Friends are the first line of defense. Neighbors are the first line of defense. But I can promise you this. In our county, in Florida, if the parents don't take care of it and the friends don't take care of it and it rises to the level of a criminal event, we'll take care of it.
Gotcha.
But we shouldn't have to be involved in it.
All right, so how do the parents who see that their child is being bullied, apparently the parents of this child, they filed complaints with the school system, they did everything, I guess, the way they were supposed to. What else can we do when we see that our children are being bullied?
Well, the school system was very proactive. The school system actually took action in suspending Caitlin, who was one of the bulliers, and Rebecca for a fight that Guadalupe stirred up. There was another event at school where they changed their school schedules. Then Mom took Rebecca out of school, and this year the school system put her in a totally different school. So what's the common denominator? The cyber world.
Yeah.
The victim had her cell phone, and the bullies found her. Well, I'm going to have to run, Seth. I've got another meeting here in just a minute.
I got it, Grady. Thank you very much for being on the phone with us and giving us an update. Hopefully I can get in touch with you again. We'll do some more follow-up on this as it happens.
Well, thank you very much, Seth. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for being my friend. Take care.
Always a pleasure, Grady. Take care. There it is, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He will be all over the news in the next few days, and you've probably seen him. Let me tell you something. I've had some great experiences with Grady. He is a man of honor. He is a man of integrity. But I'll tell you this much. His attitude is, you want to break the law, don't do it in my county. You want to break the law, you go somewhere else. You break the law in my county, you go to jail. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. To be honest with you, we need a lot more guys like him.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.